You are listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. China's first educational institute focusing on counterterrorism law has been founded at a university in northwest China. The move aims to build a pool of legal experts to help China combat terrorism. The institute was set up by the Northwest University of Political Science and Law in Xi'an, the capital of Shanxi Province. It is expected to enroll its first class of undergraduates in spring semester. The president of the university says, to better fight terrorism under new circumstances, China has an urgent and strategic need for a team of qualified experts who have comprehensive knowledge in the field. Lectures for undergraduate students will include counterterrorism strategies of China and other countries, religion, and ethnic affairs. The institute will also introduce doctoral and master's degree programs in counterterrorism law. Graduates of the institute will serve as advisors on anti-terrorism policy at several levels, including the frontline fight and in the central government. China is facing intensified terrorism problems as foreign terrorists and extremist groups have stepped up their efforts to target the country, and an increasing number of domestic attacks were found to have been plotted overseas via the internet. This is News Plus Special English. An unmanned Chinese helicopter has completed its maiden flight from the Great Wall Station in the South Pole and has photographed fauna and flora in the area. Polar Hawk 2 was developed by the Beijing Normal University. It can operate for around 1 hour at a time at an altitude of up to 1,500 meters. The lithium battery-powered aircraft is highly efficient, quiet, and has low emissions. During the one-hour flight, the helicopter took more than 350 high-quality photos. Since the Great Wall Station is located in an area known for its changeable weather, the station lacks clear satellite photos. The aircraft also photographed animals around the station, including penguins and skua. The photos will also help scientists to know the quantity of greenhouse emissions over Phillip Island, providing support for climate change studies. A researcher with the Chinese Academy of Sciences says China's research and development of unmanned helicopters is among the most advanced in the world.